Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and endures forever, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor, all glory, all praise, all worship to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your Bibles, your notebooks, your pens, your paper, everything that you get to study the Word of God with, and then we'll come back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen? All right. I trust that everyone has had an opportunity to get their pens and paper and notes and notebooks and all of those things, the things that we use to study the Word of God with, as we always do. I want to make an apology for this past Tuesday. I believe due to the storms, there were some technical difficulties in the broadcast on Tuesday. So we're going to pick up from today. Our study scripture is coming from John chapter 14, verses 12 through 17. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. And I trust and hope that you all would be following along with me as well in your translations. All right. Beginning at verse 12, John chapter 14, Jesus is talking here. And he says, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do these things and do the things that I do. For he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. And I will do," Jesus says. He says, "I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son." Verse 14 says, "Yes, I will grant," Jesus says. He says, I myself will do for you," as the Amplified says, "whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am." And verse 15 says, "If you really love me, you will keep or obey my commands," Jesus says. And verse 16, he says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, and a standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, or take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you." Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time, this moment, this opportunity that you have given unto us to sit at your feet and glean from your table the study of your word. We eat of the bread that we may never hunger again. And we drink of you, O God, the living water, so that we may never thirst again. Lord, we bless you, and we honor you, and we glorify you, and we say holy and excellent and precious and majestic and almighty are you, O God. We ask, Lord, that you move by your Spirit on this broadcast on this morning. Move by your Spirit upon all of the listeners, those who have tuned in to listen and that are within the sound of my voice. We thank you for healing. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for your wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That you have restored us and renewed and revived us, precious Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us in all that we endeavor to do on this day. Holy Spirit, I ask you, and we thank you for your presence, for you are the teacher. I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day, O God. Lord, we will forever give you the praise. We forever give you the worship. We forever give you the adoration that is due you. For we love you with all that is within us. We love you, O God, and we thank you for this time that we are giving back to you in the form of the study of your word, and we thank you for blessing all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we read in John chapter 14, verses 12 through 17, you know, in verse 16, it says, "And I will ask the Father," Jesus says, "and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, who is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive or welcome or take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you." We have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to serve. To serve. What does that mean? To work for, to do services for, to aid, to help, spend a term of time with, to meet the needs of, to provide something for another, to carry out duties for. I have some food for thought questions for us today. How much do we love our Lord and Savior Jesus, our Christ? And are we walking in self-righteousness when we do our giving deeds to be rewarded, recognized, and lauded by men rather than God? Do we do things to be seen and recognized and given accolades by men? Or do we do everything that we do to be applauded and put in a sense of appreciation for bringing glory to God and having God reward us? Or do we love Jesus our Christ so much that our deeds and what we do demonstrates our love for him first, ourselves second, and others from our heart of hearts? John 14, verse 15 says, "If you really love me, Jesus says, you will keep and obey my commands. Let's go over to Mark 12 and let's look at verses 28 through 31. It says here, beginning in verse 28, it says, then one of the scribes came up and listened to them disputing with one another, and noticing that Jesus answered them fitly and admirably, he asked him, which commandment is first and most important of all in its nature? Jesus answered, the first and principal one of all commands is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God out of and with your whole heart, and out of and with all your soul, your life, and out of and with all your mind, with your faculty of thought and your moral understanding, and out of and with all your strength. This is the first and principal commandment. The second is like it, and it is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. God's supernatural power is tremendously released in an attitude of servant humility without self-righteousness in any area of our lives, because self-righteousness is pride. And pride says, I won't do that. It's beneath me. Or, I can do that. I know I can do that. Do you hear the use of the word I? You know, Scripture says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In and of ourselves, without Jesus the Christ, we have nothing, we are nothing, and we can do nothing. It is only through Him that we can serve by the power of the Holy Spirit and walk in the fruit of the Spirit and walk according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in serving. You know, our love for God motivates us to action and to do what He has said in His Word. The words and deeds that Jesus spoke and did came from God, Abba, the Father. And Jesus is the Word, and His teachings continued through the apostles and is still continuing to this very day through His ministers, His vessels. Are we heeding what we hear? And when we heed what we hear, is it action? Is the action that we do coming from the love that we have in our heart for Christ? You know, when we love Christ with a totally surrendered heart, there will be no hesitancy in obeying His voice through the Holy Spirit. And of course, Jesus is our perfect example of servant humility. When we truly love, we give. We give of ourselves. We give of our time. We give of our substance. We give of our resources, etc. Not because we want recognition from men, but because we love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are following His example. When we truly love, we serve. And we walk in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It is definitely a challenge, if you will. It can be a harrowing process to be corrected continually by the Holy Spirit as to help us walk in the agape love of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at John chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. And this is Jesus' example of what we are supposed to do. Verse 1 says, now before the Passover feast began, Jesus knew and was fully aware that the time had come for him to leave this world and return to the Father. And as he had loved those who were his own in the world, he loved them to the last and to the highest degree. So it was during supper, Satan, having already put the thought of betraying Jesus in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, that Jesus, knowing, being fully aware that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was now returning to God, he got up from supper, took off his garments, and taking a servant's towel, he fastened it around his waist. Then he poured water into the wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. Now we're going to stop right there, because it did not say he washed all of the disciples' feet except Judas Iscariot. It says he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the servant's towel with which he was girded. Now, the washing of the feet was considered, it was the menialest or lowest duty of a slave to do, the washing of the feet. And it says here in verse 5, he poured water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the servant's towel with which he was girded. Verse 6, and when he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, are my feet to be washed by you? Is it for you to wash my feet? And Jesus said to him, you do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later on. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, unless I wash you, you have no part with or in me. You have no share in companionship with me. Jesus did the washing of the feet as to help or seek to get rid of the passion for worldly honor and dignity, which would have wrecked the foundation of the church. Because self-righteousness will cause you to say what Peter said. You can't do that to me. Who are you? No, you're greater than me. You can't do that. But Jesus said to him in verse 8, unless I wash you, you have no part in me. You have no share in companionship with me. Simon Peter said to him in verse 9, he says, Lord, wash not only my feet, but my hands and my head too, if that's the case. And Jesus said to him, anyone who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is clean all over. And you, my disciples, are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who was going to betray him. That was the reason why he said, not all of you are clean. So when he had finished washing their feet, and had put on his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you understand what I have done to you? You call me the teacher, master, and the Lord, and you are right in doing so, for that is what I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher and master, have washed your feet, you ought, it is your duty, you are under obligation and you owe it, to wash one another's feet. For I have given you this as an example, so that you should do what I have done to you. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, and no one who is sent is superior to the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed and happy and to be envied are you if you practice them, if you act accordingly and really do them. I am not speaking of, and I do not mean all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is that scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats my bread with me has raised up his heel against me. But I tell you this now before it occurs, so that when it does take place, you may be persuaded and believe that I am he who I say I am, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, he who receives and welcomes and takes into his heart any messenger of mine receives me in just that way. And he who receives and welcomes and takes me into his heart receives him who sent me in that same way. Jesus washed the disciples' feet, even the one who was set to betray him. And he took on the form of a servant. And Jesus, being in the flesh, had to be anointed by the Holy Spirit in order for him to do the things and walk the way that he walked. And scripture attests to that when John the Baptist baptized him. And the voice came from heaven, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove. We have been empowered to serve by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our helper. And what does a helper do? Serve. And Jesus is our mediator. And he sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He intercedes for us, and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us as well. What are intercessors? They stand in the gap. What do? They speak on someone's behalf. And what do? When you speak or do something on someone's behalf, you are representing them, and you are doing this thing for them, which means you are helping, you are serving. We have been anointed and empowered by the Holy Spirit to serve. And for those of you who have heard about Jesus and understand that it is his love, it is because of his love and mercy and grace that we are here, that we are in the earth, that we have our life, that we can wake up every day. It is because of his grace and his mercy, freely given, that he has plenty of. And he wants us to serve him and accept him as Lord and Savior, but serve him because we love him. And because we love him so much, we will do what he says to do. Amen. For those of you who would like to make Jesus your Lord and Savior on this day, just say this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I am a sinner. I repent from everything and anything that is not like you in my life. I thank you for your forgiveness now. And I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you shed your blood and gave up your life on Calvary for the remission of my sins so that I could be saved. And I also believe that on the third you rose from the dead, Lord Jesus, and you are alive forevermore. I ask you to
to come into my heart. Live. Make your abode in me and take up residence in me. And I thank you for helping me and teaching me your ways by giving me the gift of the Holy Spirit to be my helper, so that I may do the things that I need to do according to what you have said in your word. And I thank you, Lord, right now, that by faith I believe that I am a new creation in you, Lord Jesus, and I am saved. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For those of you who said that prayer for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the family of God. And for those of you who said that prayer and rededicated your lives back to God, we say welcome home. And if anyone, you would like to contact us with prayer requests or praise reports so that we can rejoice with you, especially reports of salvation, please contact us at the email that I'm getting ready to give you. And you can contact Apostle Charles E. Ellis or Pastor Patty Ellis, or if you need to get in contact with any of us on the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, reach us by email at harvestnlc@gmail.com. Or our contact telephone number, which is 214 area code 897-9554. That's area code 214-897-9554. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and lift his face and turn his countenance toward you, and give you his peace, his wholeness, his excellence, his heart, his mind, his entire essence to you always. This is the little one saying God bless you. Until we study again, have a great, good God day today. Amen.